Welcome to Focus on Africa on the BBC World Service at 1906 GMT. I'm Audrey Brown. Later in the program, we'll hear from Samuel Nangiria, who's working with the British Museum to properly explain the uses of items belonging to the Maasai community that it has in its possession. Now, the issue of reclaiming African artifacts from the vaults and showcases of Europe's museums has come up yet again. This is another one of those stories, but this one has a particular twist. It concerns a collection of objects belonging to Maasai people in Kenya, which are being held in the Pitt Rivers Museum here in the UK. Living Cultures is a collaboration between the museum and Inside Share, a non-profit organization working to amplify the voices of communities that are marginalized. They are working with Maasai communities from Tanzania and Kenya to reclaim the stories behind the museum's collections from the region. Samuel Nangiria told Jenny Horrocks how the project came about.
I was here last year and I was invited to visit the museum. And this is where I got to know that we have Maasai artifacts in the museum. I decided to register my concerns to the administration. And I told them I'm not happy because of many issues. One is the way the artifacts were collected. They say they were collected by the missionaries, like as if they were left in the bush and just somebody picked up like firewood. But also, the narratives are completely wrong, or rather incomplete. And also, our culture is living, and it's not something to be kept in the museums, like just a dead history. So I told the museum director that I'm not happy, and I know my community is not happy because we are people who are leading a very, very traditional and shining culture, which is moderated or facilitated by artifacts. When I went back, I did a feedback to the Maasai traditional leaders.
And what did you say to them?
I told them I found part of our culture locked up in museums in the UK, and it was very astonishing. Nobody believed, actually. Then I had to show them some pictures I took from the museum. And this is the time they say, no, we have to communicate with the museum. So we made a video, the Maasai Living Culture, and we sent the video of the elders' reaction to the museum. So this is how the whole thing get started. And we exchanged emails, and the museum director did a video, and she sent to us, committing that we are ready to engage directly with the Maasai. So our visit now is about doing a serious engagement around what is missing in terms of narratives, who brought the things here, how many are here, issues around sacredness and so forth.
So what kind of artifacts were they?
There are around 600 of them. It's a cross-section from calabashes, from stools, from spears, from trumpets, necklaces and earrings. We have the normal artifacts and we have those sacred, very deep in the culture.
And what would those be?
These are the things that are involved in inheritance. Our Maasai culture, the old people normally have the bracelets inherited from their fathers. So when your father dies, one of the things that you inherit and which is central to the connection between the people and the ancestors is the bracelet. So we found two bracelets in the museum, surprisingly, because there's no way you can sell your inheritance and there's no way you can offer it on any circumstance.
So does that lead you to believe that they were stolen?
We believe that they were stolen.
There's a lot of talk in the news at the moment about Africa's artefacts being returned to the continent. French President Macron says he thinks they should go back to the country of origin. Also, Nigeria are building a museum inside the palace in Benin City in the hope that they will get their artefacts back.
Yeah.
You're trying to reclaim the stories behind these artefacts.
We are very much thinking about why are they kept in Europe, but also it's not a culture that is a history. So a museum had to open a new window of engaging with indigenous communities, because if we are to be represented in museums, then it has to be really to represent the living culture. So I can imagine a partnership where the museums has to accept losing part of their values, like keeping the dead things and locking up and opening up some engagement and representing the living cultures in the way it is supposed to be. If anything, we are thinking around putting up a living culture centre.
So would you say that this argument about taking back artefacts, do you think that hasn't quite got going yet in Kenya and Tanzania?
Yeah, that has not been really going. But after the France president report, there's a waking up call for everybody, because it's a question of political commitment as well. We want to take them back, or if anything, we need to keep them in a place where they can be used. We have, for instance, the engagement ring for the Maasai community. When a woman is married, it is given, they are called suruti, as like a coil thing.
Around the neck.
Yeah, around the neck. And this thing, you can find maybe two or three of them in the locality. So all the married women will be given to go, like just borrowing for making it to the home, and afterward it is returned to somebody who is keeping it for the community. So we would like to have such a kind of a center where you can keep them in the center, but when they are needed, they can be taken and used, and, you know, it's involved in the culture, daily life. So this is the imagination we have as indigenous communities, not having, like, locked up and no connection with the people. So we need to have a clear representation presenting us not as a dead, but a culture which is living, and that has to feature in the museum's narratives.
And that was Samuel Nangiria talking there to Jenny Horrocks. And we've been getting comment on that story. Letitia Bonilla says, just give it all back. Dialogue is broken. But Chernet Abera counters with this, saying bringing home Africa's historical artifacts is a bad idea. As we've seen before, when a civil war and conflict begins, these historical artifacts are the first to be destroyed or looted. Thank you very much for those comments. And that's it. It's just coming up to 19:30 GMT. There will be a short bulletin of news, so do stay tuned to the BBC World Service. I'm Audrey Brown.